Dear God the Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, with all the angels and all the saints and the souls in purgatory, through the powerful intercession of Our Lady of Clearwater, Father Carter, Pope John Paul II, and Margaret, and all of our friends and relatives that we know that are in heaven, we pray for great grace to be outpoured on this world, that mercy and grace will be granted for the priests, the church, and the world. We give ourselves to you completely, dear God. And we want to go from this place today to be, as you said this morning, more united to you and one with you, empowered as you work in our hearts to help us to be more the spouse of Jesus. As we recognize more you as the bridegroom of our souls, as we love you more deeply, and in all of our struggles in dealing with each other, in our learning to love and forgive and to build the kingdom as you desire us to, spread the blood of Jesus on all of us, consecrate our hearts, cast the devil far away, and we beg for the Holy Spirit, for all of us here, for everybody hearing my voice, for every person that touches the Shepherds of Christ, for Father Lou, and for all of our members, for the whole church and the whole world, we consecrate the whole church and the whole world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we pray for the funds and all of our needs to be able to do the work with the newsletter and the prayer chapters and the school rosary program and all of our ministries. We give ourselves completely to you. And in this time of prayer, God, please grant grace to the world and mercy. Please, God, and help the world to be the way that you want the world to be. Amen. We pray for this great era of peace. He is now to be among you at the calling of your hearts. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain, for whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Be so deeply united to you and to treasure the gift of the Eucharist. For you truly are the bridegroom of our souls. Until the end, woman. draws her life from man and gives it back again. There is love. There is for this is reality, and this is the purpose of this prayer today, that we will go from here empowered and in deep oneness with our God, that we will know His mercy and His love, that we will be strengthened in this love to be able to fight off the tactics that the devil may use to disempower us or take us from his work, that we will learn to forgive and love. Because God has called us to love and to work with each other in this mission. And we don't want to not do this work. We love him so much. And because we know how important it is to forgive and work with each other, we pray for the grace to always keep going in love, to be productive, to try to understand each other, and to work to help promote his kingdom. This is the answer. This is the message of the fourth blue book, the book that Jesus told us to have available this day. It's taken 11 years. And we sing. Divine God is truly present in his divinity and humanity. And he calls us to praise and worship and honor him and to love him. To kneel before him when we come up to do our commitment and to look at the host and to see the beauty that God has given to us in remaining with us always. Dear God, we love you so deeply and thank you for this gift of the Eucharist. We beg for forgiveness for our sins and the sins of the world, and we ask you to look at our love for you. And today, as we pray together deeply as intercessors for the priest and the church and the world, to look at our love for you and for each other, and our suffering and our struggle to try to be united deeply despite ourselves and our weaknesses. God, you are all pure and holy, and we love you so much. We are the poor banished children of Eve, but our hearts are consumed with love for thee. Please hear our heartfelt prayer and help the world to be the way that you desire it to be. Hear our prayer, God. King of kings, master of the universe, Lord and master of all, take us to your heart consumed with love for souls and help us to feast of the treasures there, to be wrapped in your heart, and to know the intensity of that love, that we are strengthened and go forth in helping to build your kingdom here below, and helping souls through our prayers and our efforts to be with you for all eternity. God, shower us with your grace, and like the snowplow that goes through the heart, help us to heal from any old bitterness and hatred, anger, whatever it is. Mary, we give our heart to you that we can be in your immaculate heart and more pure. Help heal us, God, that we can be holy and forever with you in the deepest love for all eternity. And so we sing in honor and love to you, our beloved God, truly present and with us, here before us, exposed in the Blessed Sacrament.
But Mary's sin.
God. Is love. And if we are to be one with him, we must be loving. And so if we hold on to bitterness and hate and we don't want to forgive and we don't want to let go, then we can see why we feel divided. Because his heart is all pure. And in order to unite to the divine God very deeply in a deep union, we have to learn to let go. And so, God, on this Tuesday, which is Healing Day, we pray for healing in our hearts, that we can have the grace to let go, that even in difficulties, that we can work lovingly and let go. Because we have a very important work to do. And so few days here on this earth. Winter turns to spring, and spring to summer, and then to fall. And so how it goes with the days of our lives. And we read so often that quote from Bernadine. And he is talking about fall, and he says he has cancer, and he says, I know I will not be here in the spring. And he wasn't. Today we are preparing for our life hereafter. And how we learn to love, we prepare for the life hereafter. And how we learn to forgive, we prepare for the life hereafter. We take all those things in our heart in love and holiness with us. The body goes to the ground. And when we hang on to hatred and hate, when we sin against God, when we are isolated in bitterness, all those things we can't touch too, what are we doing with that heart that was meant for God? In the bitterness and the sin that is mortal sin that many live in this day, we pray, dear God, for the grace that their hearts will be changed, that they will cooperate with that grace. We pray for those children that Mary cried out. I stood beneath the cross of my son, and I cried for the little ones that would be lost forever. We pray for grace and light that the world will see with the light of seven suns, that we will see that we will be able to live the Our Father. So when it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, we will learn what it said in this great rosary that we're going to pass out to you. It was from August the 2nd. It was so good. If you really do that rosary out loud with somebody, you'll love it. It's wonderful. It's teaching us all how to let go. Teaching us, as God unveils some of our thinking when Satan comes and he attacks. We're not going to do that here today. But you should take it with you and do it out loud with somebody. And when you hear Jesus talk to you, he's saying to you, little one, little one, little one, I'm talking to you. And then he watches us run down the road with our fingers in our ears and saying, I don't hear you, Jesus. I want to be mad. And he says, little one, you're going down the wrong road. You can discipline your will right now, and you can give in and just try to do God's will and forgive, or you can just hold on to that thing for 3 weeks. I mean, Satan is right behind our head saying, okay, we're not going to forgive. I'm going to hold on to this thing for 3 weeks, and God is knocking on the door of our heart saying, hey, I got all this work for you to do. What are you doing in there? And you're saying, I'm sitting in a corner and I'm mad. And then you put the fingers in the ear and you say, I got to listen to you, God. And then we may even go to church, and then we sit in church and we say, well, I just don't even feel good in church. But there's this thing that we got in our hearts that's like some kind of a big anchor. And we just are not going to take it out. And we may even go up to communion, and God is saying, I'm the divine God, and I'm giving myself to you in this intimate union. And you come up here with this big anchor in your heart. Because somebody dribbled some juice on your skirt, if you're a girl. And you say, oh, well, they were trying to make me look ugly. That's why I'm holding on to it. That judging that gets in there. They did it vindictively. Satan likes that. He likes to make you think the person had this motive for doing something that was dishonorable, to get the fire going while you are going to be angry. And the divine God, truly present, outpours his love, and he's with us. And we're in the state of grace. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell so deeply within us. And that's not saying that we can say, I'm never going to have a problem. Because we have problems, because we have wounds, because we react this way or that way or whatever the case is. But the Our Father gives us the answer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let go. And you think about the little children. So they can end up having a problem with their sister or their neighbor or whatever it is, and they might not share. And he won't share. But then after a little while, they figure, well, gee, I ain't going to go on with this for 3 weeks. They're back and they're having a tea party with each other. I mean, they just get it right over it. Here we go. Susie wouldn't share, but then we worked it out. The next thing you know, they ain't even thinking about it anymore. What's wrong with us that we just can't let go? But the devil knows that. It's not even sometimes the thing that ended up happening, but it is the judgment that goes into it, that they did this vindictively. Or they're always doing that. Satan presses on us. He presses on us to hold on to something that we really have to just let go of, because we're all imperfect. I'm imperfect, you're imperfect, we're imperfect, but we have to do God's work. And the bottom line is that there is love. Why did God have us do that at every Hail Mary and then do the litany to the blood of Jesus? To impress upon our minds as we looked at the Eucharist and we said the Hail Mary, the All Mother Mary who is pure, to say there is love. And that is the answer. When we're feeling divided like that, we have to remember there is love. That helps us let go. That helps us remember how much we do love that person and we want to let go. There is love. God is love. If I am going to be one with God, I have to. Let that snowplow right now go down in our hearts and just dig out some of that stuff that we may not even realize that we hold bitterness towards whoever, our mom or dad, whoever. There is love, Jesus says. There is love for my Father. There is love for the way that they did those things. There is love. And if we're going to move on, we've got to forgive. We got to recognize that they were imperfect. And they may have hurt us, but there is love. How can I move into a loving relationship with God and with others if I am not going to love somebody as important in my life as my Father that contributed to giving me life? The bad thing is it doesn't do anything but hurt us to hold on to bitterness or whatever else. So let's pray to God right now for the grace to hear those words that each one of us got up here in front of Jesus and we sang, and to hear the words that says, there is love, there is love. If we're going to be like Jesus, we got to say what? There is love. So we get divided. So we'll work it out and get over it. There is love. Do we want to be close with the divine God who we were created to be close to? And we're never going to be happy if we're not close to the divine God. We just are not going to be happy. I can't go buy a resort, buy a yacht, go all over the world. None of those things are really going to give me the happiness that I really was created for. The only thing that's going to give me the happiness that I was created for is to have this intimacy with God. And how am I going to get that? Well, if we all want to take our hearts and hang it, like he said a couple days ago, like cobwebs in there, and then say, okay, God, come in and be in my heart. He says, well, your heart's got all this junk in it. We got to let go. It's not that we have problems with one another, but it's that we handle those problems in love. It's that we want God's work so much that we see what God has called us to. The Blessed Mother never appeared like she did on the building in Clearwater for 7.5 years in the history of the world, and that has been given to us. If that's not a big enough sign that God has called us to a particular mission, then we're missing something there. That should help us. As terrible as the devastation is in New Orleans, it's a sign to me that God wants us to pray harder. That God wants us to be deeper intercessors. How can you and me be a deeper intercessor? There is love. That's the answer. There is love. There is love. There is love. There is love. We don't have a right to go around for 3 weeks and make ourselves just be mad. We got to work out what's in our hearts for if we want peace. I want to be at peace. I want to be loving. I want to laugh. I want to be one with Jesus. I want to laugh with my grandkids. I want to be pure in heart like the Virgin Mary. And yet we're down here in this valley of tears. We're all imperfect. We're all going to have problems. But the bottom line is that with God's grace, every minute of our lives is in preparation for our heavenly reward. And how did we live that minute? In the suffering and the struggle to be more holy? It can be a fruitful moment if we operate according to God's will. If we remember that there is love. If we remember how deeply our whole motive force within our souls is love of God. To be so deeply united with Him for all eternity that that is the propelling force within us. And that is why, in working with each other in the imperfections, if we have problems, it's okay. But it's how we handle it. How much bitterness is in it? How much hatred is in it? How many wounds from the past get in this? So then we just don't do God's will today. Well, I mean, you're just like a sitting duck. You press my button, you're gone. I mean, who's running your body and your spirit? We can't be like that. We are always striving to do God's will, and we might hit a bump in the road, and if we got a car, what do? We just drive over the bump and keep going. How would that be if on the road, every time somebody sees a bump, they just stop? Well, we do that. You're going along, and then Satan presses, that's the end. Just going to sit here. So you go out on the road, and there's all these people that just hit a bump, so they just sat there. How far would we get? Well, how far are we getting in the spiritual life when we treat our spiritual life this way? We just go along, well, it's all nice if it's loving and everything's going our way, but the second that there's a problem, God calls us to settle problems in love. God calls us to pray in difficulty. God calls us to live as a spouse of Jesus, and the spouse of Jesus is always living to please Him. Always knowing His might, always having His peace in their hearts, and always relishing the gift that God has given to us. Jesus Christ, the man, came to this earth and He died on the cross, but He left with us the gift of the Eucharist, His body and blood, His presence, truly present in His divinity and humanity. Weep no more, babies. The Son of God is truly present and in this church. But we just don't always see with that clear vision and light. Because there is the evil one that comes in, and he just would like to knock your socks off. But if he does, or he throws a wet washcloth in your face. That's what I see. If I've been praying for 2 or 3 hours and you walk out of the church and it's like, here comes the wet washcloth. And then how do you deal with it? We are all in school. We're in school learning how to deal with these things, so that we can be likened to the saints, so that we can be more like Mary and Jesus, so that we can look at the heart of Mary and see how it's all pure. The singular vessel, the one that God has given to us, that we can unite deeply to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you, the two deadly things in our hearts are this hate and bitterness or anger, whatever, all those yuckos, wherever they're at. So when Jesus has these healing services every Tuesday, and we have the prayers, just the regular prayers, but he gives a lot of grace for healing, the 620 prayers, we should be praying to him for healing to help us, because he will give us special grace those days. Doing the Holy Spirit Novena, the Red Book, and the Rosary. Tuesday is the healing night. Tuesday today, we pray for this grace of healing. You'll love this rosary. This is a just wonderful rosary. It was a Tuesday night when I did it. But you have to hear the tone of voice. Jesus calling, little one, I'm calling you. And then you can see the person just run down the road as fast as they can go with their fingers in their ears. That's too hard, Jesus. You expect me to give in? When you're angry, you don't want to give in. But it's like puncturing a big balloon or something. All of a sudden, everything's okay because you decide to give in, make up, and then it's all just hunky-dory. You can do your work, but the devil just presses, and he really does press. That's a good word that Jesus uses in the Blue Book. And he said the first message in the first Blue Book, his grip is paralyzing and crippling. Guess what he said in that first message in Blue Book 1? I want to be one in you and you one in me. And then the next thing he comes up, but Satan is going to come and his grip is paralyzing and crippling. And that's what he wants. He doesn't want us to be one with God. In order to be one with God, we have to let go of this debris that's in our heart willingly. You know, I can't touch my will. I guess I could touch my heart if I could get in there. But I can't touch my will. These are all these untouchable things that are elevated more when we are baptized. We can love more deeply because our loving capacity is elevated at baptism and our knowing capacity is elevated at baptism. All these things that we take on with us forever. So we step out of this life and we go to the next life, but all these things are going with us. We're in preparation today. When I dealt with this situation, I was in preparation for heaven. I am preparing my heart. How I am in my loving ways for being more deeply united to God here today and for all eternity. I mean, my body is getting old. All I had to do was look in the mirror and see how old my body has been getting. In these 59 years, it just keeps getting older. My capacity to love God and others hopefully has grown enormously, that I can be more deeply united to him as the spouse of Jesus, the bridegroom of my soul.
Bread from heaven, thy peace.
and strength we gain. Oh, Jesus, we adore thee, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body become our sacred feast. Oh, sacrament most holy, oh, sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. We can hear the song that Jesus wants us to hear. The song that he sings to us is the bridegroom of our souls. There is now to be among you at the calling of your hearts. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of our spirits here has caused us to remain, fallen ever to a more of you are gathered in his name. There is love. There is love, and this is real. The problems that we have are okay. We're not perfect. What is real is the love that God gives to us today, and each other, and the shepherds of Christ, in his presence here in the Eucharist. This is real. What I speak of is real. And it's so foolish that the word is not out there. Help us. To a world that is hungry and hurting, the answers are here that God gives to us to help unveil the workings of Satan in our lives. Well, a man shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to two shall be as one, as it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again, saying there is love. There is love. Is it love that brings you in, or love that brings you life? For if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe it's something you've never seen before? There is love. Would like us to do is to come up and to make our commitment in the altar, and this time, this month, we get to read three sentences out of the Blue Book 4. Commit, read our three sentences out of the Blue Book 4, and then sing, "There is love." And anybody can come up and commit. I'm committing as an apostle. Some commit as a servant and a handmaid. Some commit as an apostle of the Eucharistic heart. Some people commit as an associate. Whatever you are, you can come up if you want to. But Jesus likes it when we come up just to do it if you want to. I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gift to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. And all of us, if we are one of those seven categories, have this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Whatever it is, God has called seven different levels, and they're all very important. And so I'm going to read my three sentences, one for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and hope I get a good one here. August the 5th, 1994, as Mary appeared, she delivered this message to Father Carter. Mary speaks. She says, "Everything you do will be by the hand of God. You will be given all that you need to write all of my son's messages. You will speak from him. You have been chosen to do this very special work, which will bring the priest back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I am Mary. I am your mother. You will be given the graces needed to accomplish each task. You should never worry, for you are escorted by a band of angels." That was just three sentences. Isn't that something? Had lots of commas. There is love.
I want to be a servant of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. I realize more and more my self-centeredness. I realize how I need to love all God's creatures. I cannot look at one person and decide I do not like him or think I am better than him. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation and the Shepherds of Christ movement. From July 25th, 1994. I went to the altar at the center. My heart felt like it would beat out of my chest, and I knew that this was of God. Jesus said, "My dear daughter, my heart beats as one with yours."
I want to be a servant of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Messenger, she is still appearing to me. Jesus, make yourselves likened to me in all of your ways. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Come unto me, O you who are heavily burdened, and place your yoke upon my shoulder, and I will give you rest. I give you rest in my heart. I give you peace in your soul. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Messenger, Jesus came to give us new life. He gives us life in our souls. He gives us living water in our souls. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. This message was from August 9, 1994. Cradle to sleep in my heart. I love you so much, my sweet one. Never hold anything back from me. And in the next message, you will have peace in my heart. Jesus says, come unto me, O you who are heavenly burdened, and place your yoke upon my shoulder, and I will give you rest. There is love.
I want to be a servant of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherd's Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me. I want to love and serve God in this movement. God, help me do your will always. Help me spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherd's Christ movement. Do not follow after the things of this world. Focus on the Spirit, as the Spirit is alive within your soul. I am the Lord, the God. I am ever present and dwell within your hearts. Come to me. Let my life live in you. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. From July 6, 1994. Vision in front of the Sorrowful Mother statue. I was told by Mary to go alone at 6:30 p.m. to Our Lady of the Holy Spirit Center. I prayed the Sorrowful Mysteries again, saying a sentence at each Hail Mary. She was aglow, all in white. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherd of Christ movement. I thank God for his gift to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherd of Christ movement. The deep of her suffering is inexpressible in words. Mary may have cried, but there is not a way that a human being could relieve this immense sorrow. She endured the suffering by Christ's side. She did not have his wounds. Her heart was pierced with his word. There is love.
I want to become a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. My job is easy, my burden light. Let go now and be at peace. Be my spouse.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Jesus speaks, O my child, peace I give to you, not as the world gives you peace, but as only I can give you peace. Come and let me hold you in my heart, deeply placed there by my loving mother. You will find your joy inside my heart. There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Messenger, this is the blood Mary watched him shed. She watched him from under the cross. We stand with her and give ourselves with him to the Father. There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me. And I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always. And help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Pour your grace to me for this movement and the Shepherds of Christ movement. Amen. Jesus says, I am God. Let all you do lead you to my heart. Come and dwell in my heart now, and do not be afraid. I am so close to you. I love you with the deepest love. And there is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Pray for the Spirit of God to enkindle in your hearts the love of God. When the earth rocks and moves about, your inner candle never flickers. You are steadfast in his love by your interior union with God and Mary. There is love.
I want to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd for the Shepherds of Christ movement. And I thank God for his gifts to me. And I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always. And help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of your love. Keep your hearts pure and go often to sacrament of penance. Be pure of heart and full of my love. I will light your heart on fire with the love of God, and the cold world will not harm you. You will operate from the fire that burns within your chest. My love, the love of God, is this burning flame. There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Jesus speaks, they may persecute you, my child, several in number, and you will stand as the mighty oak. Your roots are rooted firmly in the love of God, and you are aware of my presence within you always.
You are never abandoned.
There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. You will have peace in my heart. Come unto me, all you who are heavenly burdened, and place your yoke upon my shoulder, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest in my heart. I will give you peace in your soul. There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. You are my Savior, Lord. You saved me from my sins by your brutal death. You give me life in your resurrection, and you live in my heart. There is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gift to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always, and help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation and the Shepherds of Christ movement. You who live in the secret places and spend your nights in the shelters, saying, Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom do I trust? Since he clings to me, I rescue him. I raise him high, since he acknowledges my name. He calls to me and answers him. In distress, I am at his side. And there is love.
I want to be an apostle of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gift to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always. Help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Jesus speaks, my dear sweet one, I am the Son of God. You know I am longing for your time spent with me. You awake and you wish to continue sleeping. This is love. I want to be an apostle of the Sacred Heart for the Shepherds of Christ movement. I thank God for his gifts to me, and I want to serve and love God in this movement. God, help me to do your will always. Help me to spread this message and these prayers to the world. Help me to spread your peace. Help me to be an instrument of love. Outpour your grace to me for this vocation in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Do not follow after the things of the world. Focus on the Spirit, as the Spirit is alive within your soul. I am the Lord thy God, and I am ever present and dwell in your hearts. Come to me, and there is love.